Hello, and welcome to this live recording from Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, this time from Pastor Richard Roy. So sit back, listen in, and enjoy what God's got to say to you.
The subject is the submissive king, and we're talking this month about the king, and a lot to do with his beginnings, his birth, and then his baptism today. This moment for John, as he came to baptize Jesus, if you can recall the passage, was what I'm calling this morning an awkward situation for him. How many people have been in awkward situations? And I can recognize that laugh. That's my granddaughter. How many of you have been in awkward situations? Well, we probably can all raise a hand and say, oh yes, I know what awkward situations are like. Let me tell you a little bit about one that I had some years ago. I've told you this story before, but you've probably forgotten it, so it's safe to tell it again. But my wife and I were invited to an 80th birthday party in Northbridge of a very highly esteemed man, and it was a privilege to know him, not real well, but we did know him well enough to be invited to the birthday party. Did I say it was an 80th party? And as we were sitting there just enjoying the friendship and the food and the fact that this esteemed gentleman was about to be sung to, all of a sudden he, as he was standing behind his birthday cake, ready to blow out the candles and have happy birthday sung to him, he said, instead of the usual things, he said, it's come to my attention that Richard Roy has a birthday today. And at that point, I wanted to shrink under the seat. He said, I would like him to come and stand next to me, and while you're singing happy birthday to him, I'd like you to sing happy birthday to sing happy birthday to Richard as well. And I want him to help me to cut the cake. I think that was one of, I've got a whole series, but one of the most awkward times of my life. Because here was this man being honoured by probably 100 people in a lovely restaurant in Northbridge, and we were just there as guests, and he was wanting me to come up and take the place right next to him, have the same song sung to me as was sung to him, and to share a birthday cake that was never prepared for me. And none of those people were there because it was my birthday, and so I kind of, you know, had this shrinking feeling, I just can't do this, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along. But I kind of get the idea that's how John felt when Jesus came to him. Because in John's mind, if you read that a little bit before the passage, you find out John was saying, I am not worthy to take off his sandal. And in another gospel, he says, he surpasses me. And in that same gospel, he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so John was in awe of Jesus. We don't know quite how much he knew about Jesus as we would know today looking back, but he obviously was in great awe of Jesus. And of course, John was here at the River Jordan preaching a message of repentance, calling on the nation Israel to return to the faith of their God, to cease from their sinning and their violation of the covenant, and to return to the faith of their fathers. And as a symbol of that returning to their faith, they were to come to the waters of Jordan where they were all standing and gathered, and they were to be baptized for the remission of sins. And as John was saying all of the things that he was saying and telling them about one who was mightier than he that was going to come, all of a sudden this person that was mightier than he was standing in front of him asking him to be baptized, asking, could he be baptized? And the two things just didn't fit. John was very awkward at this stage, and the Bible says that he tried to dissuade Jesus. And the sense of the Greek language here is actually very strong. He was strenuously trying to prevent Jesus from being baptized because it was incongruent. It was unjust. It wasn't right. There was nothing right about this. He was the giver of life, asking to be baptized by one who had been given life. He was the creator asking to be baptized by one who was created. He was the sinless asking to be baptized by one who was sinful. It was just unjust. It wasn't right. And all of John's prophet genes, you know what prophets are like, There's only two things in this world to a prophet, that which is black and that which is white. There is no grey. There's nothing in between. And John was very strong, feeling very awkward. And you know, I see in the beginning of this story perhaps a little bit of a metaphor that we can have great respect for Jesus. We can honour him, whether as people who are secular or people who are deeply devoted Christians. We can have great respect for Jesus, but as soon as Jesus comes on the scene and wants to have part of our personal lives and wants to invade our personal space, you've got to understand that John the Baptist was going to have to reach out his arms to this great one that he'd just been lording, reach out his arms, take him in his arms, lower him into the water, and lift him up again as an act of submission. He was going to submit himself to John's baptism, a baptism of repentance from sin, and he wasn't a sinner. What an amazing act. And so as he was invading John's personal space, John got very awkward about that. And you know, Jesus can make us feel very awkward when he wants to come into our personal space. So what was all this about? Well, as we go on, we find a contrast. The next point here is that there was absolutely a lack of awkwardness as far as divinity. As far as God was concerned, there was a lack of awkwardness. We see here in these verses, Jesus said, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Let it be done." In other words, what he was saying to John was, "John, do it, and do it now. I am absolutely not awkward about this. I am very comfortable with this. In fact, I'm more than comfortable. I am absolutely committed to this." Then the Father said, "This is my Son, whom I love, in whom I am well pleased." Obviously, the Father didn't feel awkward about it either. And then the Holy Spirit came on Jesus in the form of a dove, visibly. And this whole imagery, you know, we could take a half an hour to describe this imagery, but what this is really is the establishment or the re-establishment of Jesus' kingship or his sovereignty in the face of the whole nation of Israel. Psalm 2, "This is my Son, I've seated my King on my holy hill," and all of that sort of thing. But we haven't got time to go into all of that. But just to point out that God was not awkward about Jesus' baptism. Now, think about this. Jesus was being baptized as though he were a sinner. He was being baptized as though he needed to repent of sin. And yet the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, "That's okay, I want to do it." Why did he want to do that? How could that be just? How could that be righteous? How could that be holy that the holy God would go through a baptism of repentance? Well, of course, the answer to that is that Jesus wanted to identify with human beings, with humankind, with you and with me. He wanted to identify with us in our sinfulness. The writer of one of the epistles even goes so far as to say, he was made sin. He was made sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And so, in other words, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were not awkward about Jesus being baptized because Jesus wanted to bring the whole Godhead into close relationship with the human race so that there could be true reconciliation and true life and true divine health and happiness and joy within the human heart that flowed from the heart of a loving God. And so this is why God was, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not awkward about this at all. But John didn't understand that. John was absolutely uncomfortable with that. And as I get back to my little story again, sitting in that birthday party, feeling terribly uncomfortable and being almost as determined as John and saying, "No, I am not going up there to stand with that dear esteemed gentleman to receive something that should be all his on his 80th birthday. I'm not going to do that." And I started to protest at the table. But I want you to know that this dear man was absolutely not awkward like I was. He was a very generous man. He reflected some of the attitude, I think, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He was absolutely generous and kind. and insistent. He was an insurance salesman, so he knew how to close deals. And he said, "Richard, come here. Let it be done. For so it fulfills all righteousness," or something like that. Not quite those words. So there I was, standing next to him and enjoying the generosity of this great man who has since passed away. But what a generous heart. If I examine myself, I'm not sure I would do that. Would you do that? On one of your significant birthdays, invite someone right in to celebrate it with you. And yet this pictures the heart of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When Jesus is baptized, his submission to that baptism is like saying, "Come on, all of you people in creation, come to me. I'm embracing you. I'm identifying with you in your sinfulness. I'm not here to condemn you. I am here to not count your sins against you, but to embrace you and to bring you to myself." And so we find, thirdly, that John's awkwardness was resolved. As my awkwardness was resolved, not inside, but outwardly, I consented to stand next to him while happy birthday was sung and while the cake was cut. And I think, if I remember rightly, I held his hand, or he held mine, as the cake was cut. Inside, I was still shrinking and thinking, this is not right. But nevertheless, I consented. I wonder if John was having some of those feelings. I wonder if, as John was baptizing Jesus, he was thinking, well, I'll do it, but I'm not quite sure whether I can, you know, understand what's going on here. What's going on? Later on, John sent messages to Jesus saying, "Are you the one that should come, or do we look for another?" I just wonder if John really fully embraced what was going on. But as far as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were concerned, it's absolutely right because of their generous and loving hearts. And so John gave up his protests, he gave up his awkwardness, and he consented. Now, I wonder this morning if there are many people that are feeling awkward about Jesus. You know, I could have called this message, "Awkward About Jesus." I think there are many people in churches who like to talk a lot about God. Well, let me back up a little. When I was being raised in a Methodist church, no one talked about God, except the preacher from behind the pulpit. After the service, no one talked about God. And then I graduated to another church, not a good word, but that'll do. You know, went to another church where everybody talked about God. Nobody talked about Jesus. I wonder if it's awkward for us to talk about Jesus. I wonder if the person of Jesus presents to us some amount of awkwardness. Well, let me tell you that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not awkward about you. They are embracing and generous and loving, entirely comfortable. You know, sometimes I was just reading in Imitation of Christ just recently where the writer of Imitation of Christ, whoever the person was, he's got about three or four different names. Thomas is one of them, where he says, "Well, when I had sinned, I learned not to feel that God suddenly left the room because I had sinned, but that he was entirely comfortable with the fact that I was a weak human being that was going to sin, that he was still always with me, no matter what the condition of my heart was." Of course, that's not an excuse to just live the way we like. But it is the wonderful example of the generosity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the question is the awkwardness that we might feel about Jesus, for whatever reason, there might be 100 reasons we feel awkward about Jesus, is it going to be resolved in the sense that we reach out our arms, we take hold of the Son of God, and we embrace him? John wrote about this, actually. He said, "He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed on his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." To all who received him. This morning, dear friends, let's take hold of the person of Jesus Christ as much as we can do that by faith. Take hold of him, embrace him, and recognize that he is absolutely not awkward with us. Let us not be awkward with Jesus this morning. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your amazing generosity in being submissive to baptism. You were saying, I want to be identified with my creation. I want to be part of their weakness and sinfulness. I want to reconcile with them. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to reach out our arms to you today and receive you without awkwardness, perhaps a little diffidence like John did finally, but Lord, without awkwardness, to just say, Jesus, I receive you. Jesus, I receive you. And maybe just for a moment or two of silence, we can in our own hearts or even speak it out if you want to, just to simply say, Jesus, I receive you. Whether a Christian of long standing or someone who's not there yet as a Christian, but nevertheless, just simply say in your heart, Jesus, I receive you. Jesus, we receive you as you received us. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. If you'd like to talk to someone about what you've heard today, then you can contact the team at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church by calling the office during office hours on 9329 1777. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to your company again soon. God bless.